Punkinella.
Yes, hon.
I love you.
I'm left 42 steps to your flat blue sky. I'll say 42 steps and never even bat an eye. Oh, Punkinella, oh, Punkinella.
Punkinella.
Yes, hon.
I love you. Punkinella.
Yes,
huh? I love you.
Once call you my little pop, but you play with that love. That was just a lot of pop, but my love says for Lala. Oh, Punkinella, oh, Punkinella.
Punkinella.
Yes, huh?
I love you.
Oh, Punkinella, Punkinella. Hey, let me be a fella.
Let me be a fella.
Oh, Punkinella.
Punkinella.
Yes, Mom.
I love you.
I love you too.
I mean, how could I not buy a record with the title Punkinella?
Punkinella.
It is kind of a punk record too, because it doesn't totally make sense. I don't know. It's but it's great.
Yes,
I love
with
it.
Punk music definition, it doesn't make sense.
No, not really. But it's just kind of like some guys having fun doing something silly, and it's great. That was a band called the Quaternotes. And if you think, oh, you played the Quaternotes before, I didn't. I played a record by a band called the Quaternotes with an instrumental called the Oriental Rock, and it's a different band. That was obviously an R&B band, and the other record I played was a surf record, surf instrumental. Both great, different bands, Quaternotes, and that's on RCA. That was a major label release, although it was just kind of it was sort of a train wreck. I like it. It's good. Hello, it's Gully Gusho G.
Howdy.
Hello.
Episode 28, I think.
28? Yeah.
We
survived the Club 27, I guess. So if we haven't died now, you're going to have to live with us for the rest of your days.
Sorry.
By the way, who are you? Hello.
Who am I?
Yes.
Don't you know?
You should know by now.
I'm Highfalutin Mama.
Good.
And who are you?
I am... You have Bobby One on the...
What are you
the,
doing? You're not Bobby One.
Yes, I would... if I was Bobby Two, I would say that...
well, you have the quarter notes here.
You messed up my joke.
From the quarter to the whole...
To the whole, yes.
what was your joke? Come on.
That's
right.
Something with a one and a quarter, but you messed it all up.
Oh. You always mess up my joke, so there we go.
That's true.
What goes around comes around. This is a nice version of The Cry of the Wild Goose on the NRC label by, Bobby One. O-N-E. Like, he didn't win anything. He's not one.
If I had put out this record, I would have written Bobby Two on the other side. But
one and
didn't.
A quarter. One and a half. That's
an interesting version. I never heard this version before until you found it. A Cry of Wild Goose. I don't know. Probably also lots of cover versions of that.
Tons of versions.
This is a really good one. A very interesting version.
Yeah, it's really version. It's a unique version. So let's check it out.
Mm-hmm.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose is brother goose, which is best? A wandering fool or a heart at rest? Tonight I heard a wild goose cry, a winging north in a lonely sky. I go to bed, but it ain't no use, 'cause I am a brother to the old wild goose. Now my woman was kind and true to me. She thinks she loves me, that marvel me. She's got to learn that it ain't no use to love the brother of the old wild goose. Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly away. Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly away. And now my cabin was warm and the snow is deep. And I've got a woman who lies asleep. When she wakes there at tomorrow's dawn, she'll find, poor woman, that her man has gone. Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly away. Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly away. And now the spring is coming and the ice will break. And I can't linger for a woman's sake. She'll see a shadow pass overhead and find a feather beside her bed. Cause my heart knows what the wild goose knows. Yeah, I go where the wild goose goes. The wild goose is brother goose, which is best. One red fool or a heart at rest. Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly away. Let me fly, let me fly, fly away. Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly away. Let me fly, let me fly.
That what surf is all about.
Makes me want to be on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
In the Caribbean or something.
But I'm not surfing. I'm not. You want me to be this kind of a surfer dude with a blonde long hair and orange shorts and muscles and what else do surfer
dudes
have?
Completely opposite of what you
are. Yes, the absolute opposite of what I am.
No, I like you what you are.
That was, of course, another very familiar melody before. Man, that version of Cry of the Wild Goose, it was great.
That was another punk, man.
That was another punk record. That was probably the best version, I would say. It was arguable, yeah. I don't know. But since I thought, hey, well, here's something that we all know. This is also a very familiar melody. Latinia, sometimes also written as Latina without the apostrophe. That's the Sentinels on Era. A good surf record. Just everything that surf is all about. A Latin melody with a reverb guitar.
Super. So yes. You had an orange label.
Mm-hmm.
I have
like
an orange
the
label
orange
too.
Shorts I'm wearing, you see?
Exactly, the orange. This is the Sims label. And it is Dennis Roberts, Blue Carnation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have much to say about it, but it's like one of my favorite records, and I don't know why it's taken me so long to play it on the show.
Yeah, I think you have had that record for quite a long time, and
I wonder why you never played it.
It's
I don't know. I think I just came across it the other day. Like, oh, yeah, I should play this.
You should play this.
So.
And I'm also going to play a record that we've both had for a while now and never played. Think about what it might be.
I have quite a few of these, but like this is one of my favorites. So it's usually I play my favorites one of the first shows, and I'm like, oh no, my favorites are gone. But it's not true.
What is a favorite record anyway?
Yeah.
So,
Blue Carnation.
What is it, Bobby? No,
Dennis Roberts.
I was just thinking of Bobby Roberts. Why did I do that? Dennis Roberts, very good record, a classic.
Gazing in the night. With the raindrops a-drizzling down, leaning up against a streetlight on a dark, lonely avenue in town. Where are you, pretty baby? Why weren't you where you said you'd be? The landlady said wrong house, wrong block, wrong street. Why'd you do this to me, baby? You're nothing but a low-down sheep. Bought you a blue carnation like the one you wore at Friday night's dance. But I'm tearing it apart like the way you broke my heart for romance. I'm a fool and I know it, but I wish I had just one more chance. In the gutter where I threw your carnation in the rain, slowly floating away like my mind getting closer to the train. Well, it's goodbye, pretty baby, you won't be giving me no more pain. Where are you, pretty baby? Why weren't you where you said you'd be? The landlady said wrong house, wrong block, wrong street. Why'd you do this to me, baby? You're nothing but a low-down cheat. That blue carnation is floating down the gutter in the street. Why'd you do this to me, honey? You're nothing but a low-down cheat. Crazy thing.
Yeah.
Come on, Eva, let's give it a fling. Yeah, Eva. Don't you hear me when I call? They say that love for boy and girl. Come on, Eva, let's give it a whirl. Eva, don't you hear me when I call? I know I'll be in misery if you don't come a-twisting with me. Don't you hear me? when I call. Can't you hear me, dear, at all? Don't you hear me when I call?
So now, yeah. That's the proof that the name of the Big Boss Man was Eva. Because that was totally Big Boss Man, but much better. Man, that record has such a good groove. Really, really good.
Yeah,
I like
this, this record so much. I bought it three times.
Three times?
Well, the first time I bought it like a couple years ago.
Well, I bought one, you bought one, and you bought another.
I bought this one for you as well because I found it for cheap. And, but I bought the first one I ever bought was a couple years ago, and it was one that I had shipped to my mom, but didn't realize, I don't know, like, because
it
takes a year for me to, you know, get to my record. So I didn't even know that it never showed up. And by that time, after a year, you can't really complain to the seller that it just never arrived.
I mean, who complains about having a record
lost?
Too much?
That's a bad thing about shipping my records to my mom. I can't ask her every time, did this show up? Did that show up? You know,
she would kill me. I would totally do that.
She has enough to do than take care of our records addiction. But
we did take care about this one. That's a Phantom Patrick and the Footnotes on Swan, Eva. With a weird choir in there. Yeah. But I like it too. It fits. And that record's got such an energy, such a groove. Forgot what the other side. I think the other side was a ballad. I'll listen to that too.
Well, since we're used with a girl name, I figured I'd play Linda Lee.
Oh.
It's a Capitol Record major label. This is Johnny Rose.
Mm-hmm. And it's Leah, not Lee,
Linda
but Leah.
Leah, sorry. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
how
bad
to pronounce
at spelling
it.
Names, pronouncing names,
I'm
obviously.
Better pronouncing anything.
But... Yeah, I'm bad at pronouncing it. Yeah, let's just not go there.
But that's isn't that quite a cute
Linda
popcorn
Leah.
Thing?
Yeah, it's another popcorn. So.
Good.
Here we go. Johnny Rose.
Well, I wonder if you'll be mine. Come on and show me around. I don't want to be too lonely. Come on, birdie gal. My head in a whirl. Oh, my Linda,
day my baby and I were doing okay till a stranger came and stole her away in a long black automobile. I went to her house last night to see if things could work out right, but she was going out of sight in that long black automobile. That long black automobile. My baby's gone, she don't care how I feel. That long black automobile. My baby's gone and now my fate is sealed.
Fate is sealed.
Saw her at the hop today. Her look told me there's nothing to say. That she and her stranger drove away in that long black automobile. I'm gonna buy a long black purse and rid myself of this curse. No matter what, things can't get worse in my long black automobile. I have no more tricks up my sleeve, and it'll do no good to sit and grieve. So the time has come for me to leave in my long black automobile. That long black automobile. Her tears that fall, I know that I won't feel. That long black automobile. I'll be cold as her, just like steel.
Just like steel.
Living, I know I can't be free. So I'll die over her, you see. Then one more time she'll ride with me in my long black automobile.
Long black automobile.
Gone was he. He was on the Gone label. Nice joke, Skava. Could have been mine. I'm doing these kind of bad jokes. I have a question about this record to you all. This guy's name was Don Elliott, as it says on the label. And if you go back in the podcast about I don't know how many shows, I played you a record by a guy named Lee Elliott, Heading for Heartache on Dot. And I just played you Don Elliott, Long Black Automobile. And I tell you what, this is the same guy. His voice is exactly the same. So nobody can confirm this so far, but I have no idea who these two guys are or if it's the same. But if you know, please tell me, because in my world, they sound exactly the same. It's the same voice. The other
write
side of this
email.
Record...
Write an email.
Mail at gollygoshog.de. And yeah, the other side is also good.
I have the same record. And I think that I like both sides.
Both sides are equally good. I just couldn't decide which side to play.
It's called One Kiss Away. Yeah, it's hard to decide.
But yeah.
Play for another day, I guess.
Yeah. But if you know that, is Don Elliott, Lee Elliott. What I found out is that, I forgot, there is another artist that's definitely a different guy whose name is either Don or Lee Elliott, who is doing completely different stuff, I think orchestral stuff, and he was very famous. And I could imagine that this guy had to change his name to Don or Lee in order to not be confused with the other one, which made it even more confusing. So I can tell, but that's just what I'm guessing.
Huh.
And if you know,
maybe.
Tell me.
Maybe we'll find out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
It never helped so far. Whenever I had questions on this show, nobody ever replied to me. I'm still stupid. Yeah. I'm stupid because of you.
Oh, don't blame the listeners for your stupidity. That's not fair.
Gotta blame somebody.
So I'm about to play one record that I have been wanting for a long time. This is an upgrade because it's original. Before, I only had the repro before.
Of
so
what?
It is an Abbott label, The Devil's Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Dorsey Burnett.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Yeah,
absolutely
classic. But it's, for me, this is a whole, not, it's not really a holy grail, I guess, but
it is.
It's one of mine.
It's been pretty, it's been rather successful. I think many people wanted. The one thing that I am, this record is great, but somehow I don't really like the sound of it. Everything sounds a bit, a lot of those, later, Dorsey Burnett, also Johnny Burnett recordings have this somewhat weak sound, like there is no atmosphere in the sound. Something was off in the recording. I can't tell why. This is another one. It's a great song, it's a great record, but whenever I hear those pretty good songs that these guys wrote, they always sound like they were technically not... They somehow are lacking
atmosphere.
Now
you're ruining it before we even listen to it.
No, I mean, you
everyone's
going
to pay more attention to
no,
the
you know the Devil's Green. You know that one. That's a classic. Yeah. It's great. Of course it is.
Here we go. The Devil's Green.
I have been captured. I'll never get away, though my heart tried so hard to warn. I'll never be free, I'm under the spell of the devil in a woman's form. Every day her vision wheels around in my head. Every night her spirit walks around my bed. The devil's queen, the devil's queen. Oh Lord, help my soul, she's the devil's queen. I saw flames leaping when I looked in her eyes. When I held her, my heart said no. And then as we kissed, I heard him cry aloud, you fool, 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 let her go. I can't be still when she's away from me, and the torture just makes me cry. I'd be better dead than to go on this way, but somehow I just don't want to die. The devil's queen, the devil's queen. Oh well, I'm doomed as the victim of the devil's queen. Head. Every night her spirit walks around in my bed. The devil's queen, the devil's queen. Oh Lordy, help my soul, she's the devil's queen. Devil's queen, devil's queen, devil's queen.
Come back, come back, come back, come back.
Oops, I almost missed it. Yeah, a classic duet rocker. That's what you call him.
Duet rocker.
That's another record on the Janet label. The Janet label that I was making fun of because
oh, yeah,
it says...
Oh, yeah, cut the head off or something.
No, Janet and Device of Girl's Head.
Yeah.
Still a thing that doesn't make sense to me. Another one of those questions you didn't answer. That's Rex and Herb. Come back, Big Bertha. Rex Hunt and Herb Smith. Good record, classic. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play another classic duet rocker with great guitar in there after whatever
Since
you play.
Since you sped
now.
It up and played something about a big, big thing, I figured I'd also... Double clutch it, man.
Oh, no, really? A big thing, you know.
So, you know,
some guys got
18-wheelers, you know, when they back up, they go beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, men's toys.
Double clutch it, man. Howard Perkins, here's a trucker tune.
Oh, yes. I don't know if I mentioned that before. I'm not a big fan of trucking records. I actually hate trucking records, but some of them actually sound
There's
good.
There's something and about this one for some reason. I don't know
what's
I don't know what it is.
There's something good about it. It's got a good groove and it doesn't sound like a fat, old, ugly man with a cowboy hat in an 18-wheeler drinking coffee.
I don't dislike all of them, but yeah, most of them just, it kind of just gets boring because it kind of is all just kind of the same. Yeah. But yeah.
That was good. What's the name again?
Howard Perkins.
Howard Perkins. The label is Goatee. Cool.
Go. I should have played it on the Goatee show.
We should have played that on the Goatee show.
Oh, well, let's go.
I pulled out of Tulsa last night. My big diesel running just right. I got a load on my back and a flame from the stack on a pretty girl waiting down the line. The big wheels are rolling right along. My baby knows her daddy's coming home. I've been a traveling all over this land. I'm a rig rolling, gear grinding, double clutching man. Just a few more hours and I'll be home with the one I left in old San Antone. My Jimmy burning up the road with a 10-ton overload, and I'll hold my baby in my arms tonight. The black smoke's a-flowing from the stack. Yeah, 18 wheels a-falling the jack. I'm out of pills and I've had all I can stand. I'm a rake rolling, gear grinding, double clutching man. Big red flame a shooting from the stack. Oh, I'm almost home and I ain't looking back. I've been a passing everything that I can. I'm a rig rolling, gear grinding, double clutching man. I'm a rig rolling, gear grinding, double clutching man.
Now where she's at, nobody seems to know.
My baby's done gone. My baby's done gone. For so long, I done her wrong. And now my baby's done gone.
Done gone, the blues done setting in.
Done gone, the blues done setting in.
Without a doubt, she's done found out what kind of man I've been.
My baby's done gone. My baby's done gone. For so long, I done her wrong. And now my baby's done gone.
Done do? I'm gone, I wonder what will I do? I got more blues than I can use if baby's really through. My baby is done gone, my baby is done gone. Hearts along, another wrong, and now my baby is done gone. My baby's done left this town. Done gone, my baby's done left this town. I told her lies and she got wise and then she put me down. My baby's done gone, my baby's done gone. For so long, I done it wrong, and now my baby is done gone.
What?
You played it's the another gone label. This is done gone.
Our bad jokes are never getting old. It's great. Absolute classic. Man, what a killer guitar. I forgot who of those guys was the guitarist. That's George and Earl, the duet rocker, I promised you. George McCormick and Earl Acock. And one of these guys, I think they both played guitar. I forgot. Anyway, it was good. The other side's called Stop, Look, and Listen. You know that one too. It's a hit.
It's on a Mercury. Mover.
Yes.
Woo!
Another clack.
Another clack.
A clickety classic.
A clickety classic. Yeah, somehow I pulled out all the classic ones that everyone knows, but I think I got a few that are more unknown ones. Yeah. We'll see. But since we got the groove going, I figure we got the groove. Yes, I don't have so many, I don't know, height.
I like that you up-tempo have the
records. I have a lot more downers, I guess, or just. Lounge, sitting in a lounge,
well,
hanging out.
Lounge. It's not elevator music, no. I like that we don't play the obvious stuff that gets everybody to dance. I like our show for being, for playing the occasional weird oddball thing that some people might wonder, who listens to that?
Yeah, but when we play live gigs, and I think it's...
We barely ever do.
We're the odd DJs.
We are the odd DJs. This is good. This one is
Jerry Irby, clickety clack, and Daffin.
Ted Daffin's Daffin label.
Ted Daffin. Yeah.
What is Jerry Irby and the? I can't read it from
Jerry
here.
Jerry Irby and the Texas Ranchers.
The Texas Ranchers.
Yeah.
Good. So yeah, a clickety classic. With a train rhythm.
Yay! All right.
Play it.
Let's go.
I like it.
Hey, rock and roller, come on around. A new kind of rhythm has just been found again. Clickety clack, clickety clack. Ball the jack, clickety clack, clickety clack. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Everybody ready, get on the floor. Kick off your shoes, we're gonna rock and roll to the clickety clack, clickety clack. Ball the jack, clickety clack, clickety clack. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Way back, just like train on a humpback track. Clickety clack, clickety clack, ball the jack, clickety clack, shoo, shoo, shoo. Well, right along here, you get kinda hot. So keep on jumping in the same old spot. You go clickety clack, clickety clack, ball the jack, clickety clack, shoo, shoo, shoo. Train on a humpback track, you go clickety clack, ball the jack, clickety clack, shoo, shoo, shoo. Ball the jack, clickety clack, shoo, shoo, shoo.
wildcat, I'm a peaceful guy. They say he's sweet and calm and shy. If you believe what I just said, brother, you would test right in the head. The wildcat boogie, don't do it, son. Wildcat boogie is anything but fun. Now I met that wildcat the other day. He looked like he would like to play. I sneaked right up there to his roost. He turned me every way but loose. The wildcat boogie, I seen a jillion stars. Take a dozen years to count them wildcat scars. I met a little gal, said her name was Joan. We strolled down where the lights was on. What happened next? Why, there's some doubt. Cause about that time the lights went out. The wildcat boogie, I made her steady, boy. We done the wildcat boogie. Joy, oh joy, oh joy. We're married now, what heaven bliss. I used to faint just from one kiss. But now she's got so mean and fat, telling you she's like that old wildcat. The wildcat boogie, every doggone day. We do the wildcat boogie, man, take it away. Take it away. Take it away.
Yeah, take it away, Johnny.
That was beautiful.
That's not a really special record, but it is.
I like it.
I like it too, because it's got such an easy, like, it's one of those sounds that make you happy. It's just, it's got such a smooth and easy harmonics and sound. I really like that one. And that was Johnny Bond.
It was a boogie. You don't like boogies normally.
I mean, the structure of this type thing of I'm doing something here, I'm something, blah,
boogie,
blah,
boogie,
blah,
boogie.
Blah, boogie. There are about 10 million songs like this, and they kind of get on my nerves. But this one is different. I don't know. I like that. The Wildcat Boogie on a Red Columbia. It's kind of an early one. It's the other side's called, oh, that's Let Me Go Devil. It's the A side. It's not good.
It's not good? Although, it's got devil in it.
It's got devil in it, but I like this side here.
It's got devil in it. Just like me, I'm the devil in me.
Scala would be the kind of person who just, but it's got devil. I buy it.
Yeah, I have like a stack of records.
Of devil records.
Of devil records that aren't good, actually. How can that be? I don't know.
Because
I
think most of them were really religious, like really God-fearing and everything, like Johnny Tyler or something. But hey, it's interesting.
Well, since you started to bring it down a notch, I'm bringing it down another notch.
And you have another Johnny.
Yeah, another. What is going on? Maybe I should play some Johnny Cash next.
Nah.
This is Johnny Reno. I wonder if he's a gambling man. It's a Naughty Mama. On which label is this? Valley's Meadowlark. Yeah, it's a Meadowlark.
It looks like Valley's Meadowlark.
Valley's Meadowlark.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty Mama. It's really sweet.
Goes together nicely with the one before because it's got this nice country bluesish attempt. It's really good.
We're speaking of churches. There's a picture of a church on there on the label.
Well, probably because it's there's a village, and what is a village without a church?
Exactly. It's kind of sad, but true. All right, Naughty Mama.
It's good.
Well, Naughty, Naughty Mama, today you look a sight. I passed by your window to see you didn't sleep last night. Naughty mama, naughty mama, naughty mama, I'm ashamed, I'm ashamed. What are the neighbor gonna say? Naughty mama, naughty mama, naughty mama, Well, your hair ain't so curly, clothes are wrinkled too. You don't up and fly right, what's gonna come of you, naughty mama? Naughty mama. I'm ashamed, what are the neighbor gonna say? Naughty mama, naughty mama, naughty mama. Oh, oh, naughty mama, what am I gonna do? Oh, oh, naughty mama, what am I gonna do? I tried everything to win some loving from you, naughty mama, naughty mama, naughty mama. Well, someday the cop will get you, put you in a jail, lock the door and hide the key, and I won't go your bail, naughty mama. Naughty mama. I'm ashamed, what are the neighbor gonna say? Naughty mama, naughty mama, naughty mama.
I lives on a lonely, lonely island.
Show up and do.
Ain't never no hopes for me.
Grab me on, baby.
I live on a lonely, lonely, lonely island.
Whip it on, baby.
In a heart of misery.
Uh-huh.
I said in my room has got two windows, child.
Yeah.
And the sun shines ever comes through.
Oh, but you know, yeah.
Woo! Lonely, lonely island, baby.
Did everybody say, yeah.
Ain't never no hope for me and you.
Yeah.
Well, I could die. Says my room has got two windows.
Tell it the truth.
And the sunshine's never come through.
Tell it the truth.
I'm so old, dark and lonely.
Well,
ain't never, never no hope for me.
What but on the
pearl, baby? I live on a lonely, lonely island.
What's that, baby?
Ain't never no hope for me, babies.
Tell her.
Honey, I live on a lonely, lonely island.
What, baby?
In a heart of misery, son.
Oh, baby.
Now listen to me, honey.
Let it all hang out, baby.
You better let it soak in your head. Exactly what I'm putting down here.
Get dirty, baby.
I live on a lonely island, that's true. I'm coming back someday and you better be here. There won't be nothing but me and you. And when I turn around, I want to see your pretty head say,
whenever I hear this record,
it's punk,
I mean,
again.
Not really, but it's
kind of crazy.
They're overdoing it so much.
Well,
I love it. It is so. This record is everything that I can't describe what it is, but it's great. absolute classic, Eddie Cash, Lonely Island. That's on Roulette. It's a great record. And I dug that out just when I heard your Naughty Mama. I kind of like thought like I think I'm gonna like I'll play this record, and that's what I did.
Oh goodness!
Sorry.
I can't.
Why are you cracking up now?
If you could, I don't know, the visual of you doing this voice and action. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, since we were speaking of devils, and I played some kind
of
clickety clack train thing,
she opened her devil box.
Devil train.
It's like she didn't open Pandora's box.
Yeah, I don't have a Pandora's box. I have a
kind of.
Yeah, this one is I Just Got Off the Devil's Train.
Oh, yeah.
By David Beatty.
Gospel bopper, what you would call it.
On the Beatty. Noël record.
Noël.
Noël label.
Isn't that Christmas in French? Noël?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't even know.
I think it's something about angel or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
As in our religious Christmas
something
belief.
Religious. But yeah, this is apparently a perfect example
for a Christmas
for...
song. Noel, something. I don't know. Something like that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I could die. Okay, right. Let's listen to some Jesus here.
Hobo in the night, I rode that long black train of sin. I could not see the light, but then I saw a headlight. I made a switch of track. Oh well, I just got off the devil's train and I'm not looking back. Just got off the devil's train and I'm not looking back. Just got off the devil's train, I'm on the golden track. Oh well, I saw the headlight of salvation and I want to tell it to every nation that I just got off the devil's train and I'm not looking back. Well, my Savior bought my ticket on the cross of Calvary. And I just got off the devil's train, I'm traveling with a free. Well, I just got off the devil's train and I'm not looking back. Well, I just got off the devil's train, I'm on the golden track. Well, I saw the headlight of salvation and I want to tell it to every nation that I just got off the devil's train and I'm not looking back.
Now, Baltimore Jones had a dirty shirt. He was ragged from head to toe. Baltimore Jones had a dirty shirt, but his soul was white as snow. Well, Baltimore Jones used to spend his time being kind to the young and old. Baltimore Jones didn't have a dime, but he had a heart of gold. Then came the devil, taught him to steal an apple or a dollar or an automobile. Taught him to lie, taught him to cheat, made him the meanest old man on the street. Now Baltimore Jones wore a clean white shirt, he was using a finger bowl. Baltimore Jones wore a clean white shirt, but his soul was black as coal.
Baltimore Jones, the devil will come to claim your bone.
Then came an angel, taught him to pray. Reminded him he'd never get to heaven that way. That's when he learned, learned to repent.
Lord!
Gave back the money, returned every cent. Now Baltimore Jones wears a dirty shirt, but he's happier now, I know. Baltimore Jones wears a dirty shirt, but his soul is white as snow.
Baltimore Jones, the angels, they came and saved his soul.
Baltimore Jones.
If ever there was a popcorn classic that everybody knows, it's probably this one. And when you played your You know, I was a bad man and now I just got off the devil's train like Baltimore Jones. I'm wearing a clean white shirt now. I think I never had a clean white shirt in my life.
Is it even possible?
I don't know.
It's only out of the package. As soon as I put it on, I think it just turns gray.
Think about it.
Or there's some kind of stain away.
Look into yourself and think about it.
I'm a dirty girl.
Either you are.
Drexel.
Chuck Miller, Baltimore Jones, great, absolutely classic on Mercury. That's with Hugo Peretti and his orchestra. And Hugo Peretti is he of Hugo and Luigi.
Luigi.
Si. yeah, fantastic.
That's great. Yeah.
I like all the, I like most Chuck Miller things.
That's true.
His Mercury sides, at least.
Pretty good.
I was trying to look into Chuck Miller's stuff. He did a whole lot of stuff. Most of those were too
orchestral,
loungy, which I didn't like so much. But hey, man, this is his.
I have a couple that I like, but yeah, they're pretty over the top orchestral. But I like that sometimes.
Hmm.
Well, I was, the whole Johnny thing, and I talked about Johnny Cash. I found a loading coal, and since we had trains going and lots of Johnnies today, I figured why not first let's break the ice of Johnny Cash. Not playing it on our show. We never played Johnny Cash.
You didn't even make a joke. I just played Eddie Cash.
I didn't even pay attention to that.
So we had Johnnies and we had Cashes, so of course we get some Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Loading coal. Mm-hmm. Black. It's black. Oh, no, on Columbia. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's his early 60s Columbia.
Yeah.
Or late, I don't even know. When did he get to Columbia? I forgot. Anyway, it's
like
a good
this,
record.
Yeah, all right.
My pappy said when I was 17, you're 6 feet tall and your face is clean, and it don't look right for a boy that old to not make a living loading coal. Loading coal, loading coal. I'm a double first cousin to a dad blame old. Never get rich for to save my soul in 40-11 years of loading coal. Loading coal. Ain't never got acquainted with a dollar bill, and I don't ever reckon that I ever will. A dollar ain't made for a feller, I'm told, that scoops up a living loading coal. Loading coal, loading coal. I'm a double first cousin to a dat blame mole. Never get rich for to save my soul in 40-11 years of loading coal. Loading coal. I cussed everything in the mining camp, from my shovel and my pick to my carbide lamp. But I know mighty well, till I grow old, I'll still be a cussing but loading coal. Loading coal, loading coal. I'm a double first cousin to a dat blame mole. Never get rich for to save my soul in 40-11 years of loading coal. Loading coal. Just as well as coal is black, one of these days the mines will strike, and I'll sit around starving till I'm finally told there's a nickel more a ton for loading coal. Loading coal, loading coal. I'm a double first cousin to a dat blame mole. Never get rich for to save my soul in 40-11 years of loading coal. Loading coal, loading coal.
Alone and knows. Now I don't really
die on your own. Alone of those, alone of those. Now I don't really care if my friends walk out the door, kick the floor, say no more. That's no fault of my own.
Yeah, whoever said I play records that fit to each other?
from one extreme to the next.
Totally, yeah. That was, imagine the Beatles were a punk band. That's what it would sound like.
And I have no idea where to go from there.
We don't need to go anywhere because the show is almost over. Let me announce this. This was the JB's, a Canadian garage record. I'm a loner on a Canadian RCA. And that was a absolute, I mean, that was... It's really hard to get that Beatles sound, you know, that the chord progressions and everything. So to create your own song that sounds like it would have been made by the Beatles is not easy. But they were able to do that, but they added a devastating punk guitar to it. That makes it a very special record. I like that. It's great.
Yeah, and since we just realized that we're out of time, which is horrible because actually we did the show a little bit later. Usually we do within 2 or 3 weeks. Now it's been already 4 weeks.
Yeah, we had kind of a break. It was busy.
Yeah,
stuff.
We had a lot to do. But yeah, so now it's over with. And I had so many records I wanted to play. And I realized, oh no,
Skaba's
I have to
always...
choose something now. And I don't know what. So I just chose
Skaba's always
one.
Pissed when the show is
I'm not
over.
Pissed.
I'm not pissed.
I'm trying to think of another word for it. I'm not angry, I'm just upset.
That just makes us look forward to the next show and make you look forward
this,
to the next show.
Choosing the next record harder, but now I just threw this on, which is
almost
an ender, but you're going to have, I guess. Yeah, anyway, this is the Frantic label. The Rhythm Addicts, The Thrill.
I would almost say that it's pointless to play anything after that because it's so... It's so the way it is.
But you had something.
I wanted
to
play.
With.
What time are we at? Let me look at this. Well, it's almost an hour and 10.
Come on, we did it. We're a month late. Okay. We'll just do two enders.
Yeah. So I'm gonna, you know, we played you some obvious things like we played Johnny Cash
double
with
clutching.
A
we're gonna
unsustainable energy. Loden Cole. I thought I'd play a record that our friend the monkey brought me to. Was one Bo Diddley record that I didn't know that's totally common, totally cheap, can get it anywhere, and it doesn't sound like Bo Diddley unless you know it's him. And it's really good. It's an instrumental called Aztec. And I'm going to end the show with that. It's really good. And the monkey is, so shall we say hi to Kazi just because
Hello,
we
Kazi.
Can? Hello, Kazi. He's our.
Shake it.
He's our. Yeah, here in Leipzig, one of the
our digging
one of the
nerds.
Top, yes, yes. He sometimes stops by, and you know, we usually takes us about 3 minutes until we end up in a record discussion, and it's good.
Yeah,
good guy.
Anyway, so
The Thrill. Who was that?
Actually,
again?
Kazi was there whenever I got this. He visited us, and it just came in the mail. This record.
Was he?
Yeah,
I don't know.
We played it in our
little
record player.
Oh yeah, that's
player,
true. Yes, and also Jörg was also there.
Yeah, exactly.
Another guy we say hi to, Jörg from Halle.
All right, the Rhythm Addicts.
Oh,
The Thrill.
It's my doorbell is ringing. Play the record.
I love you.
I'd skip my life flying over you. Oh, how much I would miss the thrill. Oh, how much I would miss the thrill. Oh, how much I would miss the
really sounds like Bo Diddley listened to that Latina record I heard before and was jamming around. That's what turned out. Goodbye.